All right, we're doing it. Speaking Millennial Podcast, I'm Jessica Nutt with my special hosts, Bill Spadia and Jay Black. What episode is this?
23.
275.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It is 23.
Yeah. 23?
All right.
23.
We're up to a number.
We need new guests back on here, is what that tells me.
So we had a bit of a technical problem with our last podcast. So this is would have been 24, except the machinery at New Jersey 101.5 was not working properly.
Yeah.
I almost made it worse because right before Jessica signed on to this podcast, I spilled Jay's, what was it, iced coffee? What was that?
No, this is Monster Energy Drink.
Really? That's what that is?
I buy them because they're on, you can get three for $2, or excuse me, three for $6 or $2 a piece. And then I get a big sized cup and I fill it with ice and then I just fill it up with the three monsters.
That's disgusting.
And drink it.
Yes. You drink three monster drinks in the morning?
I drink, if you add it up, probably 6 to 9 a day.
But Jay looks good compared to his regular logo t-shirt look.
That's right.
He does look good.
Maybe it's working.
Maybe it's working. I think Jessica's onto something. I think it's working for you.
You know what? Now that I have all this extra energy, I've been trading stocks. I've been...
You're like the guy in Limitless?
That's right.
It's like instead of the pill that makes you really smart, it's the energy drink.
It's the Monster Energy drink.
I'm not usually this parent. But we don't let our son drink them.
Well, because
the kids do it though. Like they want like before because he plays football now and he's like, Dad, I need a little energy. I'm like, if you need that for energy, you're playing the wrong sport.
Those came out like senior year of high school and people would have a little because they used to sell them in little cans. Now they sell them in massive cans. You'd have one before practice.
Did you do it?
I mean, maybe I had one at one time before a game.
I'm going to use, as I often do, an old-timey phrase. And I'm actually curious. I think, Bill, you're going to get this phrase. Jessica, I'm not 100% that you're going to get it.
This is not a millennial phrase.
I would say that this is probably whatever the greatest generation was before the greatest generation.
Right.
A phrase from them. Taking energy drink when you're a teenager is gilding the lily.
I get that.
Do you get that, Jessica? Maybe from context
clues?
You heard
your mom say it.
I think I... Well, the fact is, I think I do, so it worries me that you're saying that.
So the gilding of the lily is such a perfect flower that you don't need to enhance its beauty at all. But if you take the lily and you coat it in gold, you've not made it any better.
You've just added to it for no reason.
For no reason. There's no reason to touch with nature's perfection on the lily.
I'm Googling this.
So for a kid, for a teenager, do you remember the energy you had when you were 15, Bill?
Yes.
I mean, you would wake up and first off, the first thought you had when you woke up wasn't my first thought, which was, please, God, let me go to sleep again soon, or maybe today's the day I die and I don't have to do the stuff I have to do.
You were kind of a depressed kid, weren't you?
Well, no, I'm talking at 50. Now is how I think.
That's how you are today.
When I wake up now, it's like, please, God.
Pre-Wellbutrin.
My first thought is maybe today I'll have a heart attack and I won't have to do anything. But when I was 15, you'd wake up and you would bound out of bed.
I know.
And say, today, anything could happen.
Anything can happen. My life is all ahead of me.
So
do you know I still say that every day?
Well, that's
you because I get up at 3:15 in the morning and I'm full of energy, and it annoys my coworkers to no end.
It annoys everybody.
You should
Bill.
See what does it? Oh, okay, sorry. You should see their faces when I walk in. So the other day I walk in and the air was off the first time, and I pointed out the obvious. I'm like, hey, it's a little warm in here. You guys look a little red. I thought they were going to kill me with the eye darts. Like they all looked. Dan was there.
How many of them were really there at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, no, this was 5:45. So I come in on the late shift. I'm up early because I work out in the morning.
Right.
I go through Twitter. I go through the news feed. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? What's relevant
today? I believe
there's
also some victims you have to drink the blood of. I would imagine to get this energy.
Because you're so evil.
One or two.
Yeah. That's it. No, I'm an evil vampire.
Yeah, I didn't say evil. You're like you're like Twilight.
Vampires are generally not good.
You're sparkly. You're a sparkly Twilight vampire. Robert Patterson.
Thank you. Look at that.
Pattinson.
See that? Yeah. Making vampires great again.
That's right.
Thank you, Jay.
Mava.
Mava. You know what? That could be a hat.
Yeah.
That could be a hat. I like that.
That would look like a cool logo, too, when you think about the M.
What are we, 4 minutes in? Title.
Mava.
Mava.
Mava. Hashtag Mava.
We blew right past the fact that you almost broke the audio board. None of us helped.
No one helped me. Hold on now. Oh, I'm reminded by one of our erstwhile sales team members that we have a new sponsor.
This is
huge. Can you imagine he's texting me while we're recording.
To mention our sponsor.
Yes, and of course, Steve Califer, welcome on board. Steve Califer, he's a friend of mine. I've known him for a number of years. He owns Flemington Car and Truck and the Somerset Patriots.
That two of my favorite things.
Yeah.
So
can't wait to get a new
Jessica's
car.
Jessica's been there when I, well, I did. I bought the Jeep.
You did?
The new Jeep. Yeah, I went to them.
Oh, I like that Jeep.
Yeah.
Isn't that Jeep great?
I'm betting
it's
heavily.
Bright red.
I'm betting heavily on the Somerset Patriots next year.
Yes.
I have a book that I'm going to bet heavily on, and then I'm going to take the money from my winnings, and I'm going to go to Flemington
Car and Truck and buy several cars.
And buy several cars that I don't need, but I'm going to buy anyway.
You buy anyway. Excellent service.
Yes.
And unlike many dealers, the coffee is very good.
That's important.
It is important. To me,
it's important.
That's interesting.
These are things I notice.
Especially if you wake up and your first thought is, please God, let me have a heart attack so I don't have to go through my day. You
so
need good
you,
coffee.
You need good coffee, yes. You're not still like that, though, are you?
No, I wake up and my first thought is, where's the Wellbutrin? I get that into my system so I can start being normal. But no, I'm much better than I used to be, and I'm much happier now that we have sponsors.
Some of it is the car you drive.
Absolutely.
So the Jeep is a happy car.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I had to get in. You almost got
one of those.
Now I wish I had one.
You should.
I'm surprised you didn't tip the other day pulling into the to record the other podcast.
I took the corner a little fast, but the Jeep is weighted properly.
Right.
So it's like they only roll over. People that take them off-roading, which I don't. So right. I'm not off-roading.
Mudding.
Yes. Reference to our. Right. That you can because you're on uneven terrain and then it's easy to spill. But back to your point of calling me out. Thank you. I am both MacGyver and I'm my own worst enemy, some people say at Chasing News.
If you're wondering what Bill Spadia is like, this is important. That you take this turn well above the speed limit, well above.
I don't think I was.
Into a parking lot.
Yeah, you were doing 187 miles an hour. And you get out of the car, you come bounding towards the studio. And I was like, took that turn a little fast, Spadia. And your reply is, I have a roll bar. Like, there was no, like, did I take it fast? Or it was like, no, I'll be fine. If I roll, I mean, this is that's why you buy the roll bar.
That's why you have a roll bar in the Jeep, of course.
Yeah, it was problem
the logic,
solving.
What was the logic when you went to go fix the circuit breaker?
Oh, so the, we talked about this before the podcast, right? I haven't talked about this on air yet.
No.
On air, I talked about it. So as you can hear in the background, there's the low hum. The low hum of the 1970s era portable air conditioners, which are allegedly there to cool the air. It is clearly not working.
First off,
you still have a sweater on, Jessica. So
first uncomfortable, off,
60% of the thing coming out of there is carbon monoxide. I'm sure of it.
I'm a little worried about the venting in here.
I doubt there's any oxygen
You're
in this room.
Because of the Monster energy drinks you've
could
had.
Could be that. Ugh. Actually, what if the Monster was the only thing preserving me from the carbon monoxide
it could
poisoning?
Be.
Like it's mixing and creating oxygen for me.
It's basically an extra podcast guest. I think I could turn its microphone on if we want to listen to it more.
Can you real quick, just so people can hear, can we turn on the machine's mic?
Right, let's ask you questions about the 70s. What was it like?
Who's the guy in Land of the Lost?
So loud.
Will
Rogers?
Okay.
No. Will Rogers was
not very opinionated.
He's not very opinionated.
Although I don't think
he's not saying anything.
No. Will Rogers never met Trump. But what I'm going to say is,
see how I ignore it. Do you see how disciplined I've become?
Yeah.
He throws a Trump out there, and I'm not taking the bait.
It's like you're like selective hearing.
Yeah. Hashtag.
I have developed that. Yes. Because Jay likes to engage, and then now in our next podcast we're going to have his economist friend,
yes,
who apparently has been trolling my Twitter and has some questions for me.
He's got He said, "Can I engage with Bill?" Is what he wanted to know.
Did he create the fake Spadia podcast?
Oh yeah, who has that out there? Have you seen my parody account?
Yes, the picture is fantastic.
The picture is me. I look more disheveled in that picture than I do now.
Yeah,
and you were a witness to that. You may have taken that picture. As a matter of fact,
I ate pork roll this morning, and it's the first time in like 2 years
since that event.
Yeah, I had pork roll over.
It scarred Jessica too because I had to eat the pork roll.
Right,
it's literally been 2 years.
She had to watch me eat it. So yeah. I'm gonna say she had the worst.
I would say that picture, if you're like keeping a track at home, like of different, like if there was action figures of you, the picture that's in your fake Twitter account is Bill Spadia, fourth day being homeless, action figure.
So
you're not quite wearing the 15 jackets
and
begging for cigarettes that people are throwing away, but you're just things are starting to fall apart for you.
They're slowly unraveling. Yeah, my hair's all up. Wait, was that? What did he use the pork roll? There's another one that's out.
You have two.
They,
parody accounts.
Well, no, there's another picture that he's been pushing on the parody account, and it's me eating the... actually, I'm at the Somerset Patriots, and I'm eating whatever their signature pork dish is. Ooh. It's like a burger with pulled pork. I'm not sure what it is. It was delicious, but I had just thrown out the first pitch. I've got the ball in one hand. I got the sandwich in the other, and I'm like, and it's stuffing in my face. It is, and my hair's blowing up. I mean, I'm a mess.
Your regular profile picture is not really any better.
Which one is that? Is that the that's
look,
the homeless
that's
bill?
That's what I'm saying. You can't tell the difference. The other picture's so dumb.
That is true. Wait, did he change it? Oh, he
Is this different?
Oh, that's it. So he changed it. So, Jay, have you seen this one? This is my new homeless bill. That's the Somerset Patriots one.
Yeah. Yeah, that...
I've got my black T-shirt, my comedy performance
Jay's
T-shirt.
Jay's getting turned back onto Twitter.
He's like,
I may download it again.
I might only... What if I downloaded Twitter and you checked and the only person I was following was the fake Bill Spadia?
All of my Chasing News colleagues follow this guy.
I'm sure.
And I blocked him. Now, listen, I embrace the hate. I love it. Mm-hmm. But there were, and Jessica, I don't know if you noticed this. There were some inappropriate pictures that the guy posted.
No, I didn't
He may
notice.
Have taken them down after I blocked him.
Right. What do you mean inappropriate?
Like talking about the Chasers, and then there was like this half-naked woman that was up and a very suggestive thing and looked very young, and I thought that's totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I blocked him.
Can I tell you what his most recent tweet was?
Tell me.
September 1st.
Yeah.
Had a great time with Sammy Davis Jr. I'm sorry. I mean Bill Bellamy. On my show today, I love Brian. People are so funny.
You can't make this up.
You know what the problem is?
Can't make it up. Oh, my God. Did he tweet a picture of my daughter?
Yes. That's what I was saying. I was like, uh-oh. Like, what's that going to be?
Okay, first off.
He retweeted your tweet.
Piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. There's a picture
11
of your daughter.
11 minutes in, and we've earned
No, because you don't do that to kids.
I agree. Well, to be fair, though, fair game that I tweeted a picture of me, Bill Bellamy.
No.
Elizabeth, is Charlie in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie the Butcher's in that.
Yeah, but Charlie the Butcher's not your kid. It's okay.
He didn't mention anything about my daughter, right?
It wasn't about them.
No. It was making fun of me. And
it was just a quote tweet saying that you love black people. And then you can't.
I just don't think that... Parodying Bill is fine, but attacking children
don't attack
is,
the kids.
That's why I read it in the first place, because I was like, oh no, it's
his
daughter.
Let me read it first before. Right. So back to Jessica's original point, I have become the MacGyver of the New Jersey 101.5 studios. We had a water cooler issue. I fixed it with a pair of pliers.
Right.
Solved. Then we had a circuit breaker that literally the breaker itself blew out of the box this morning.
Right.
And nobody wanted to touch it. And I'm like...
There's another one on the Twitter. It says, maybe these are painted with a broad brush. He's pulling all your taglines.
This
guy listens to you every morning.
Listen. Who do you think this parody guy is?
Sorry.
It's Swenderman.
I could be Swenderman. There are days that Swenderman's like...
I'm sure he's sitting there. Every day he's listening to.
So here's what happened. So...
I forgot you fixed the water cooler.
I fixed the water cooler. And then the breaker this morning, the air went down. So we blew a breaker because of these, you know, this was like when the air conditioner was invented.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the first computers. So as a kid in the 70s, I was there for the first computers. And they were about that size.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They were about that size.
About this loud. Mm-hmm.
They were about this loud, and they had their cooling fans and keys to turn them on and off. You have no idea what it was like in the old days.
Interesting.
So this is a history lesson for a millennial friend.
If you look at your iPhone, and this is always...
I wish I had a picture.
When you look at, like, things that are beautifully engineered as you get to the point where, like, you can do this sort of stuff, you can't even see the screws in this, right?
No.
It's just a perfectly symmetrical slab of engineered beauty. This is a lily... that can't be gilded.
No.
This is exposed industrial. There are parts of China that we go, no, we're good. We don't need that. Like, it looks like something
Where was it made? Was it made in China? I'll bet it was.
No, this was back when there was American manufacturing.
Oh, right. That was made here.
Built in Flint.
Build it bigger.
Yeah.
More steel.
This is what actually poisoned the water in Flint. This machine right here.
This one right here. So anyway, I go back into the breaker room, and Chris Wendeman, my producer, is with me. Now, keep in mind, the air's off. Even though it's cool outside today, relatively speaking, it's stifling in a room that has no ventilation whatsoever.
Right. There's nothing to suck the heat out.
Right. So it was a good night, and you've got all this equipment, which I'll get to in a minute, that I realized what I had done.
Mm.
So I said, well, we got to solve this. So the first time the power goes out, we lost our signal, believe it or not. I was dead air for a minute and a half. Swenderman goes in and just flips the switch. No problem.
Right.
Back on. And then it goes out again. And he's like, hey, we can't fix it. The breaker actually, like, jettisoned itself from the board and it's broken. It's unfixable. So I'm like, I don't believe that.
The mechanicals... The mechanicals in this studio trying to kill themselves. The breaker probably turned to all his friends and said, I'm out.
I can't do this anymore.
Tell my kids I love them.
So here's why this story is even more interesting, considering our whole microphone issue in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think the circuit breaker board is? It's in Eric Scott's office. So Eric is our news director on New Jersey 101.5, and he's slightly particular about his space, as
yes.
Jessica, you have learned.
Yeah.
Doesn't like using his microphone or his headphones.
Rain Man was particular about his ears.
A little bit like that. A little
or,
bit.
Or from Something About Mary, the brother in Something About Mary.
You've lost the millennial crowd with the Rain Man thing. Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman won an Academy Award. Tom Cruise nominated for an Academy Award.
I've seen Something About Mary.
Something About Mary, like the brother, you couldn't touch his ears, you get upset.
Something About Mary. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Frank's and Beans.
His space. Yeah.
It's his space.
Okay.
So Eric has some space issues.
He doesn't like people touching his stuff.
So here's the best thing, it's behind his desk. So I start walking, I don't know this, by
the
way.
Was he at his desk?
He was not. I would have gone there anyway, because I started walking around the building asking Chris, where is the breaker? He so didn't want to tell me.
Right.
So I was like a mouse chasing the cheese, and I find it. And I'm like, where do you think it is? Where is it? I'm looking at each room. Where is
it? Someone moved your cheese.
It's right there. They moved my cheese. I see the box. I'm like, I'm all in. I open the box and Chris says, don't touch it. It's like it's live right now. And I'm like, I think it's fine. So I made sure the switch was off for the breaker and I grabbed it and I just shoved it in. Boom. Air's back on. Lights are back on. Everything's fine.
Was there?
How about that?
You said...
And Eric's very nervous because I was behind his desk.
Was there an explosion type of spark happening when you shoved it in?
There was no spark when I shoved it in. We think there could have been a spark when it popped out. We don't know. We haven't verified that. So I like to fix things even though I have no technical knowledge whatsoever.
Hmm. I think because you kind of have the charmed life that if there was a problem, you would come out of it with superpowers. Like, there would be a spark, an explosion, and then you'd come out and be like, I'm Electro Man.
Do I make it look that easy, Jay? Is that what it is?
I can fire electricity from my eyeballs. I'm Electro Man. Whereas I burn to death when I touch it. I go, let me see if I can fix this. Oh, no, now I'm dead.
See, I think you don't give yourself enough credit. There's a dad power that happens.
You
that
do have
you
dad
can
power.
Fix random things it's if the, people need it
It's
fixed.
The first time you look.
Your dad has that random power, right?
Yeah.
He looks at someone, boom, I can fix that.
We made it 17 minutes without talking about my dad on the podcast.
He's our most loyal listener.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
It's the first time you look at a flathead screw and say, I can use a butter knife.
Or a dime.
It's good enough.
I've used a dime.
I can fix this. Yeah.
You didn't mention the booze.
Oh, right. Thank you. There was booze. I think that's what he was worried about. He's like, you realize if you had caused a fire, how much booze would have gone up in flames? That's what he was worried about.
How much is there?
Well, I don't know. I didn't touch his desk.
There was a day where you guys were talking about tequila on air, and I was driving, so I was listening, and there was a bottle of chilled Patron, like, full on the desk.
Yes.
Everyone was taking tequila shots.
So, I don't know where he keeps that, but every time I mention a booze, a bottle appears. Like, I mention whiskey, boom, there's bourbon.
Wow. You should see how far that goes. Like, mention like a TGI Friday's mudslide.
If he
comes out with a bottle of pre-made mudslides,
come out
with
an issue.
What do they call it? The bling? The flare. The flare.
Like, let me go get my suspenders.
The vest and the flare.
You need 20 pieces of flare.
What kind of flare would Eric Scott put on his suspenders?
I don't know, but they'd all be symmetrical. Just straight on down.
You couldn't look at them directly.
10 and 10. Don't look at my flare.
So I almost reversed it because trying to do the right thing, I handed you your drink because you were trapped by this monster.
Yeah, so we're in the studio.
On the board.
And I'm sitting in my regular seat for karma purposes.
I was very uncomfortable that you were in that seat.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Like,
yeah.
That's the guest seat for the machine.
Mm-hmm. And I had my big gulp full of, or my Wawa 32-ouncer filled with Monster Energy drink.
With no lid.
With no lid. And Bill said, here, let me hand this to you. And spilled.
What did I hit it on? How did that happen?
You must have tried to pass it to me because
I thought I was going to give it to you.
The path of destruction doesn't make any sense.
Right. All right. So it's kind of like the hurricane path. I went over the board like this on my way
to
Jessica.
Everyone was expecting it to go well across.
And she kind of like did a whole T-Rex, like retracted her arms.
No, I didn't at all.
That's what
before
I perceived.
Before I looked over, there was just ice pouring down the board.
So pretty much I gave up halfway there.
That see,
and then changed course and then spilled it all over the board.
Jessica.
Well, why don't you have a top on that, honestly?
First off.
Right.
Because I don't spill.
Ever.
Second off, Jessica did not T-Rex because she didn't want to be blamed. She T-Rexed because she knows about the litigious nature of radio. And she knows that when they bring the personal lawsuit against you for burning down this studio, she does not want to be an accomplice to that.
How far my water is from all the
technology. The equipment.
My keyboard still sticks like all the keys because I spilled orange juice on it like 5 years ago and it still works.
I just want to say.
So that's why she's scarred. I get it.
I you know that I'm the only one who's read a lot of science fiction in this room because I'm convinced now because of all the technical problems that's been going on, all the outside mechanicals they brought in to fix those problems, all the sort of tape and elbow grease they've used to fix it, all you have to do is spill a little Monster Energy drink on the board, something becomes sentient and evil. This is the rise. This is how Skynet gets started.
This is the rise of the machines.
I see
right
a little
here.
Puff of Failsafe smoke
coming
up.
Because like there's an organic material that's mixing in. Is that what you're thinking?
And now the radio station is alive.
Strange.
And Eric Scott's going to sit down, and the radio station's going to be like, "That's my chair."
Do you think he was a machine before?
Maybe that's it.
Maybe
that explains a lot.
Eric Scott and the rise of the machines. Doesn't
a lot of what's going on
when he hands you when he hands you drinks? Does he go, "Here, I've heard humans like this"? Because if he does, that's how you know. These are ways to know.
Do you think we could do a Twitter poll? Is Eric Scott more machine or human?
I mean,
what do you think?
I would be fine with it. I'm not on Twitter, so I won't get in trouble.
You
for
should
it.
Be on Twitter though. It's aggravating, to be honest.
I kind of like that it aggravates
you. I like you, Jay. But it actually does aggravate me.
It aggravates you.
So what are like machines aren't born? What are they like? Created.
Made. I would say created, made, fabricated,
crafted.
Developed. Yeah. Well, this thing, I don't
this
know.
This is still in beta.
Can we just turn the machine's mic on? I want to ask the machine a question.
All right, hold on.
I'll do the voice of the machine.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
Were you born at the same time as Eric Scott? Do you know Eric Scott from another life, from his machine days?
He was next in line at the manufactory.
I thought so.
Other air conditioners thought he was a little uptight. We'd say to him, hey,
thank you,
cool
machine.
Off.
Thank you,
that's
machine.
A little air conditioner humor.
Jay promised he'd be funny when he showed up.
You are a hothead. That's more air conditioner humor. Ha ha.
You know, air conditioners can be very funny.
Can I be a new host on the podcast?
I think so. I think we've just added our fourth host.
Well, I'm demanding half of Jay's money.
Permanent host? I hope not.
What do you think? No? Permanent
air conditioning
host?
Let's see if he has an argument for that. Okay.
What do you think? Do you want to join our podcast?
I am on Twitter. Jay isn't. You do the math.
You know what? What is your Twitter handle? Be careful. Let's think it through. Because whatever you say now is going to be the Twitter handle that we then promote.
At 1015AC.
Wow. I love that. Jessica, can you see if that's available?
Yeah.
Because by the time people hear that, I'll have time to get it.
All right, I'm turning off.
You know what we need? We need we're going to need a new email address. Can we create like a fake account, like a Yahoo or something?
1015.
We can do whatever we want, Bill. You died earlier in a fire. This is all your imagination. Remember when you went to fix the problem?
This is almost like time travel.
This is
like Jacob's ladder.
Because if I am killed in between now and the release of this podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast lives. Like, I would expect you guys to release it anyway.
Oh, for sure.
And call, like, you know, Bill's dead, but here's the podcast.
You know, I thought Vinny Brand was going to be here.
So did I.
I feel like this has gotten really off the rails.
No.
Why? Because we've
there's an air conditioner on the podcast. You think it's off the rails?
Is 1015AC available?
Yes, it is.
It is. All right. So how do we get it? We need another email address. Is that what?
Are we going to air this?
Yeah, I think we should.
Why would we not? I don't understand. What's the problem?
Don't blow my big break, Jessica.
I think the air conditioner would be very upset if we don't release this. No?
Yeah, okay. 1015AC is available.
Do we like that, though? I think, air conditioner, I think you could do a little better. Let's be a little more creative.
No, but it's less character, so we could say more.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I think you definitely need, for just in general, to have a 1015 air conditioner account. to just sort of like get their perspective on what's going on in here.
So, Jay, do you have a, you have like 19 email addresses?
I do.
Yeah. So can you use one of those to start this account?
I
can try.
And
then we can tweet, the air conditioner will tweet, and we'll all manage it. But
sure.
Then, you know, because I think the air conditioner will want to weigh in.
All right.
What do you think?
I have a lot of thoughts on DACA. Oh, no. Air conditioner.
Air conditioner wants to start right away. I'll bet he's with me on this. I mean, this is a made in America machine. He doesn't want those jobs going to you know, undocumented aliens. I mean, come on.
That's right. Just like you, Bill, I was built a long time ago and have lots of outdated ideas.
All right. So we did get off the rails. I think there was a conversation we had started about something topic that was important, and I do not remember what
it is. Man, back in the 70s, I blew a lot of rails. Oh, wow. That's, I mean,
the air conditioner talks more. I mean, he's, you know what it is? He's lightened up and loosened up a little bit, I think.
I've taken off the kid gloves. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Wow. Now, your professor friend is going to join us for the next episode.
Yes. My professor, James Tierney, who teaches economics
and
at Penn State.
And he thought he was conservative because he was to your right. And then he saw my Twitter feed and he's like, oh,
I think that's what it was.
I think that happened.
I mean, he saw your Twitter feed and said, oh, must be looking at the Bill Spadia parody account. And I was like, no. That's the real one. He was like, oh.
Now
No, I'm only joking. You know, because Bill's,
I can't win.
Twitter, he said his Twitter feed, I have some issues I'd like to address. Is he okay with give and take? And I said, yeah, he's fine with give and take.
I love give and take.
I said, just keep it light.
Can he come in person?
No, he lives out in Happy Valley.
Oh, well, I thought he was a Rutgers.
No. He's
yeah,
a Penn
so
State.
Too. No?
Penn
all right, State. So that's all right. So by phone. See, now Jessica's eager for this, thinking, oh, there'll be a little bit of a battle back and forth. That's good. It'll be good.
I haven't been keeping up since the 70s. How is Joe Pa doing? Oh,
sensitive subject.
What about my favorite comedian, Bill Cosby? How is he doing?
Oh, boy.
Geez, Louise, I don't know.
See, and this is the whole Pete Rose thing.
Whatever
That's
happened
coming up too.
To that young upstart businessman in New York, Donald J. Trump?
Oh, that's... See?
Air conditioner.
Well, wait, has air conditioner been asleep this entire time? Like, is that what you think? Like, they dusted him off and they, all of a sudden.
Yeah, this thing hasn't been in action since the 70s.
So he's traveled. That's almost time travel because they don't age in storage. And now he comes out and here he is.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
And
he's
lost Jessica. She's on the phone. That's it. We're out. Air conditioner has lost the audience for us.
Jessica, be cool.
Am I your gauge as far as how people are interested?
Yes. You are the.
Jessica, yes. We use you to...
You are the millennial.
We use you to take the temperature of the room. Oh, that's more air conditioner humor. Nicely done.
Did we determine that my daughter is actually technically still a millennial?
I think so. I think she's like...
We did, right? What was the cutoff, 2000?
2002 is when the Homelanders start.
I think she just didn't want to be a millennial, so she was kind of like, I'm not sure.
I felt that way, too. Yeah. But did you feel that way? Well, I felt like she was denying her millennial roots.
The second your daughter said, I like taking pictures with old Kodak... disposable
cameras. Yeah, we didn't have to ask whether or not she was a millennial.
That's when you
that was our answer.
Become a millennial right there.
Oh, I said this the other day. I was at Chasing News. Who did I say it in front of? It may have been Michael Coleman, who's one of our editors. He's kind of an earthy guy. He's kind of got like a little ZZ Top beard going on. Right? He's like Duck Dynasty.
Oh, okay.
But he's like way left.
Gotcha. So,
right? So he's a left-wing Duck Dynasty, if you can picture that, who loves to eat tuna. So everybody knows when Michael Coleman's having lunch because you smell lunch.
He eats tuna every day?
Not every day. He has some kind of a fish
concoction.
There's
a lot of mercury in
tuna. Right,
wouldn't
you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Right? Too much tuna. He eats too much tuna.
Yeah. Now, I like Michael. I get along really well with him. So I said the other day, and in my head I was making a joke. We were talking about hipsters. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea of the Kodak and the fact that... Like, Elizabeth texted my wife yesterday saying, hey, Mom, I developed the pictures... I'll send them to you. So she's going to send the developed pictures.
In mail?
No.
It's like
with her phone.
Right.
She's taking pictures
of the picture.
Oh, dear God.
Right?
Yeah.
It's got completely out of control.
This is crazy.
So I said to Coleman, I looked at him like, you know, I prefer my music on records because the sound is warmer.
That's what hipsters say.
He looked at me. He's like,
me too.
You're so right. it's hard to get them now. Like, he got really... thoughtful and philosophical about it, and I didn't have the heart to tell him I'm joking.
Right.
I think that's
You're
ridiculous.
You're calling him a hipster, right? He is a hipster.
What do you think? I think he is.
Anyone that rides their bike to work.
Bikes to work.
Is it a fixie or is it a 10 speed?
I don't know.
Because fixie.
Okay, are you a hipster?
How do you even?
Because I like.
What is the difference? First of
all, know your enemy, Bill.
All right.
That's why. It's a fixed gear versus one you can shift gears.
Oh, so probably. Most of them are shiftable.
I have had both.
Right.
So I go to Walmart. I don't like to spend a lot of money on myself.
Right.
So I needed a bike. So I bought a $100 bike, $99 at Walmart. No gears.
Fixie.
A fixie.
Look at you.
Very hard to manage up hills. And Princeton people think it's flat. Not that flat. Not flat enough. So 3 years, storms, having it down the shore, outside in the rain, whole thing. It lasted 3 years. And then on a ride a couple weeks ago, the wheel came off.
Right.
So, you know, I got it home. I left it out in front of our house. 20 minutes, somebody took it.
It's probably that guy who was at your work, Mike at work.
He was on
a tuna run.
He's going to refix it. He's going to fix it. Refurbish the bike. So then I went to Walmart. I pick out a nice bike. I have gears, two little things on it.
Yeah, I thought most of them had gears.
$99.
Right.
Right? I got another 3 years. So my bike costs, over a six-year period, $200.
Yeah, you're getting crazy
value.
That's
impressive, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I think my bike was $300, and I've had it for, like, years.
See, I picture Jessica having, like, the big high handles, like a big pink bike with the big tires.
And,
like a big beach bike.
And tassels on each handle.
No.
Yes,
it's
tassels.
A mountain
maybe
bike.
A bell. Maybe a bell.
That's right.
It's a mountain bike.
You have a picture of it?
No. But it's a gray
maybe
mountain
for the next
bike.
Podcast.
You know, as I'm thinking about it, we've been criticizing.
Jessica's basically like, it's a cool bike.
My dad's
going to
be like, hey, that's my bike.
Yeah. As I'm thinking about it, we've been criticizing 101.5 management for their bad air conditioning choices. Maybe they're just hipsters, and they feel like these air conditioners are better because they're warmer.
It makes me actually like the AC better.
Yes.
Maybe not you, but...
It's vintage.
I'm like,
you mean our actual new co-host.
I feel like I'm in Urban Outfitters now.
Yes. But agree, it's hot in here, right? We're in this tiny studio.
I don't need to be wearing a sweater right now.
No,
yeah.
How are you not hot? I am warm in here.
I'm dying.
Bill, have you heard Dark Side on the original vinyl? It's so much better.
It's a warmer sound.
You know
I
what?
Get it.
I'm thinking now it's a hipster air conditioner.
I'm boycotting Pink Floyd.
Was that?
Yeah, boycotting. No.
Why?
Pink Floyd.
Why?
Because, what's his name? Roger Waters went on this whole anti-Israel rant, and I got mad, and I'm done.
Okay.
And I love Pink Floyd. Like, I grew up with it. The Wall, I had the poster.
You would think, as a Trump fan, you would love The Wall.
Exactly.
But here's what I'm saying.
Me. See, but that's a problem I have, that the guys like that speak politically, and then I get annoyed, and I'm like, now I can't listen to music.
Okay, here's the thing.
And I shouldn't do that.
With Roger Waters, any Floyd fan knows, he's a spectacular douchebag. Like, he is a vibrating example. He's the douchebag. He exploded from the universal subconsciousness of the human beings. He's the platonic ideal of douchebag. So
you're saying he's negative on everyone?
David Gilmour hates his guts.
All right, so maybe I can go back to Pink Floyd.
Just hate his guts. Just hate Roger Waters' guts.
So you're saying I can
guts.
Listen to Pink Floyd and hate Roger Waters and kind of reconcile it?
Yeah, I mean,
I like
that. Here's the thing. His rhymes are not great. He once rhymed tourniquet and razor blade.
Yes.
Right? Remember, tight as a tourniquet, sharp as a razor blade. What?
It rhymed in the lyrics. It worked.
It's stupid on a level I can't even begin to describe.
That's a song on the wall.
Yeah. That's tight as a tourniquet, as a razor blade. So, Roger Waters.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was.
You're like, who's Pink Floyd?
Dead on. No.
Jessica, definitely not
a
hipster. You are not a hipster.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you were definitely not.
Roger Waters, awful douchebag, but made good music for like a 9-year period. Why take away the music? Because he's a douchebag.
All right.
Wait, you guys have had this argument before.
Yes. Over Pink Floyd?
Well, we talked about Bruce Springsteen.
It was over Bruce.
Yeah.
And I can't take Bruce. I can't take him.
He's got...
Plus, he blocked me on Twitter. I mean, at some point, you got...
He blocked you on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's
a crazy
sign. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? And...
What was the tweet that did it?
I called him a hypocrite for... I don't know if it was the farm exemption or something.
Right before his book came out.
It was right before the book.
The day his book came out.
His book launched. I attacked the book because he had gone on some rant. He did an interview about the chickens coming home to roost for cops. with Black Lives Matter. And I took offense to it. And it was a Rolling Stone interview or the Washington Times reprinted it. I hadn't seen it. And the article came out. And then he went on this book tour. He's like, I'm launching my book. And I'm like, you know, I think people should know the statements he's made about cops. You're going to love them, not love them. I mean, but this is a funny thing. Do you remember this? I got in so much trouble here. I asked the audience, I said, do you agree with me that if you feel strong enough about certain things and an artist comes out and says something that offends you, don't listen to the artist? I was flooded with calls, people asking the station not to play Bruce. So I'm like, I love it. Why don't we do a poll? My phone blew up. It was management calling, screaming.
Whoa.
You can't talk about the programming on the weekends. It's already programmed in. You can't. It was a funnier moment that we had. So we all had to come to terms. And then I said, all right, how about I leave the weekends alone and I'll just do my show. It's pretty funny.
So they already have their songs picked out.
Right. And Bruce, they're convinced that everyone in New Jersey loves Bruce Springsteen. So I do informal polling. First of all, millennials barely know who the guy is. Do you agree? I mean, honestly, your friends, do they listen to Bruce?
Most people's parents listen to Bruce and tell them about it.
Do they?
Yeah.
But do you listen to him?
No, but I know who he is.
Yes.
Outside of New Jersey, I think millennials know who Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, they all know who he is.
I should rephrase that. They don't care.
Listen to his music
listen
on the regular.
Listen to his music and care who he is. Is he an iconic figure in the music industry?
Yeah, I think to our generation, he's so I guess the way to look at it is, could they anchor a Super Bowl halftime?
So he's
if,
a
in your
Katie
estimation,
Perry.
if they can anchor a Super Bowl halftime,
what do you think?
That's when you think he's an icon.
Has he not done that in a couple years?
And so I'm just using that as I don't know if he's ever done it. I think, you know, Prince, when he did it, by the way, Prince's halftime show, best halftime show in the history of
Prince
the Super Bowl.
Prince is a great entertainer, actually.
Better now.
I thought Bruno Mars,
he was great,
was the best Super Bowl halftime ever. I talked about it so much. People tweeted at me angrily, some of my more conservative friends, saying that I had a man crush on Bruno Mars because I was so I think he's a great entertainer.
Two things, Bill.
And he doesn't talk politics, so he hasn't offended me yet.
So three things. One, you're right, he's a great entertainer. Two, you're wrong, Prince was better than him.
I don't think so. Why do you think that?
Because Prince, when
because he's dead, and now it's like he gets elevated?
No, even when it happened, Bill, when he was doing Purple Rain, and they dropped the giant sheet, and he had his guitar, and it was like his wiener, and it was beautiful. It was wonderful.
You do have issues, Jay. You do have issues.
Do you remember that? When he had his guitar wiener?
No, I don't remember guitar
and
wiener.
Everybody and everybody was like,
oh
my God.
Why would that make it better? Because I would think that would make it slightly creepy.
No, because Prince was playing
hey,
with
Prince,
the...
put your guitar wiener away.
Because everybody
offensive.
Was like, what is Prince going to do that's outrageous in the post-Janet Jackson world? And no one knew what it was going to be. And he played it straight right till the end when he was doing Purple Rain.
Oh, like the post-malfunction, wardrobe malfunction
And
world.
Then the curtain comes down, and they put his silhouette
Super
on the
Bowl
curtain.
What was that? Do you remember? I don't remember.
It was 2008. I'm going to say 2008. Jessica, can you check 2008, see if I'm right about this?
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm right about this.
Was that the Giants-Patriots?
I think it was... No, Giants-Patriots was 2007, I believe. I'm not sure. But I'll say this. Third thing, if you look at Bruno Mars, and then you look at a picture of Harriet Tubman, they look very similar.
That's an awkward comparison. I'm going to now do that.
Wait, was this 2016?
So maybe Bruno Mars should be on the $20 bill.
Yeah, you know what? I 100% okay with that. Bruno Mars. You know what? Put Harriet Tubman. Tell everybody it's Bruno Mars. And then everyone's happy.
They're all happy.
No one's
mad.
No
one's angry then. I'm a big Andrew Jackson fan, but that's a whole other story.
I just got to ask you this. Because as an English major, one of the issues when we were reading books by the greats in history is a lot of these guys are awful, rotten human beings. I mean, just... Part of being a genius, I think, is to not concern yourselves with the day-to-day of human existence because you're beyond caring about it, but that also means you're beyond caring about what you do to people. And if you look at the history of some of these guys, some of the great writers in American history, in world history, some of the greatest thinkers in world history, they're awful, awful human beings.
But it's also context. And I've said this before, so we had a whole issue about the founder of Asbury Park.
John Asbury.
What's his name?
Bobby
James.
Park.
Why would I know Bobby the Park.
Johnny Asbury. Let's call him Johnny Asbury for a minute.
Bobby Park.
Okay, well, 07 is your Prince.
Oh, wait. I wasn't
so
far
I was right. Was that the Giants-Patriots?
Oh, gosh.
Purple Rain.
It was Patriots and Peyton Manning.
That was the...
Oh, no. It was Patriots, Colts?
In Miami.
No, Colts. I'm sorry. Colts. Yes. Colts or Denver? Colts.
Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, Colts won in 2007.
Colts, they beat... They beat the Patriots?
No, they're both in the AFC, so... Yeah, they beat the Patriots in the playoffs.
The next, they beat the Patriots in the playoffs.
Yep, and then they went...
Patriots played who in eight? The Giants.
Giants. That was the David Tyrell
And the Giants
coach.
Won that game.
Yep. With that crazy catch on the helmet.
Chicago yes, Bears helmet catch, versus dude. The Colts. But then the MVP was Peyton Manning.
The MVP was Prince.
The MVP was Prince and the guitar
wiener.
Is it guitar wiener or wiener guitar? Wiener guitar, I think.
Let's ask the expert.
Ask the air conditioner.
Air conditioner, what do you say?
Can you just pipe the air conditioner up for a minute? Wait, hold on. I'm going to get the AC. AC, what do you think?
Hashtag gay. Wow.
So you didn't say that in the 70s.
You're from the 70s air conditioner. We don't talk like that now.
You know, if we're lucky, actually, the air conditioner is not British. Because the words would be, like gay is just the lighter side.
In my day, a hashtag was a label we put on our pot. Okay, I guess that works.
Yeah, I get that. Does make sense. Yeah, right. It does. Yeah, all right. Thank you, air conditioner.
All right, so James Bradley, manufacturer.
Oh, James Bradley, thank you. So here was a guy that was honored by, he started the town.
Right.
50 years before 1921, so it was 1881.
Right. 1871.
71? Oh, 71.
I did the math. 1607.
Wow, I just did 40 years. I cut 10 years off of Asbury Park just like that.
You've been lying about your age so long. You're just used
to
doing
it. That's what
it is. Bill Spadia, 65
years old.
Do you
know I've never lied about my age?
Really?
I embrace my age.
Yeah. Well,
I'm 48. I embrace it. I feel good at 48.
You don't just sometimes forget your age.
Okay, I do every once in a while forget. Yeah. Thank you, Jessica.
No, that's what I do.
I do forget, though. I have asked occasionally. I've asked Elizabeth. I've asked Jody. I'm like, I'm 47, 49. Like, no, 48.
Well, you stop feeling older. I mean, you physically feel older, but mentally you stop around 24. You go, I've matured to where I'm going to mature, and you just stay there. So you have to have to do the math each time.
I feel younger now than 4 or 5 years ago.
Why is that?
Because of the two jobs.
Because you get 1 hour of sleep a night.
Yes, I'm so focused now. Because I got to do 4 hours in the morning. I got to do now, we're up to almost 3 hours with chasing. So it's like 7 hours of just broadcast and then prep, and all my time is accounted for. So it feels good.
Bill, I'm going to say something. You sound, I just heard a podcast where everybody was talking about the intermittent fasting. And like they were all talking about, like, I fasted for 4 days, I fasted for five, I fasted for seven.
Yeah.
And they were all claiming, I have so much more energy now. I feel more focused.
And you think it's all bullshit.
And the whole time I'm listening to it, I'm going, this is what the delusions feel like right before you die. And I'm thinking that that's what you're through. You're at the edge of sleep deprivation.
I thought prison. Sound like you're in prison. Everything's accounted for every minute of the day.
Interesting take.
I have time to read the Quran.
I am very scheduled, though. I've got a little hat on now. What is it? It's not a beanie, because that would be a Jewish thing, right?
No, you join the Nation of Islam. I would imagine that's what you would do to survive in
a
joint.
Knit thing.
So
no.
Bill's walking around like he's on ecstasy all the time.
Yeah. Bill's just like, hey, everybody.
It's natural Wellbutrin. It's just attitude.
Okay.
We hear this.
Okay.
So, Jessica, about 10 episodes ago, you were drinking juice. Like the juice cleanse right? Guess what I ordered?
The blueprint juice cleanse?
I did it. 2 days.
How'd you do?
Well, I haven't started yet. It arrives today. I felt like I needed a reset after the summer because each weekend we're barbecuing, I'm drinking beer. I'm like, and so I'm like, I'm going to reset for the, you know, we're relaunching our show. We're doing a whole thing. I'm like, I'm going to reset. So I have it coming today. Today's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks ago yesterday.
Week ago.
2 weeks ago tomorrow, I will have started it.
And
I'm going to just do Thursday and Friday.
Between this.
See, we should be recording when I'm doing it. Because I want to share this.
Yeah, so it'll be great.
Saturday.
Order
I'll
more.
I'll recap on Saturday.
It'll be great. You can talk about all the spiders that were crawling on your skin and how you had to scratch to get them off. You can talk about all the voices that you heard from the dead.
I'm not going
to
drop acid.
Is
I'm going to take
what
juice.
What happens when you're
When you're fasting and you're getting 1 hour of sleep a night, you are essentially a Guantanamo Bay internee right now.
I'm answering all sorts of questions, though, every time someone asks.
You know what? If you ever get, like, called in by Homeland Security, they're not going to be able to break you. They're going to be like, we're taking away your food and your sleep. And you'll be like, are you going to play some Springsteen? Because otherwise, I'm fine.
So I'm going to do this for 2 days, see how it goes. But Saturday, which would be 2 weeks ago, 3 days forward.
Right.
Something like that, based on when this drops. Does that make sense? Is it 2 days?
Well, why are you talking about dates?
I'm not. I'm saying days.
Okay.
Oh, right. Days. Days.
We just
like kind of
label the podcast after colors now.
I'm ready for that. Maybe
shapes
letters.
And colors.
This one's mauve, like your
this
shirt.
This is definitely mauve. This is more of a bright pink.
I read a book about mauve.
This is all about being confident.
Did you know that mauve was the first artificial color ever invented?
By Crayola?
Not by Crayola. It was by a chemist, and it started the industrial chemical industry in this country.
Jessica, did you see how Jay got very serious? Like, I made a joke. I'm like, by Crayola, thinking crayons. He's like,
no.
Nice try. No, actually, a real chemist, idiot.
Drop
invented.
Some knowledge on you.
Let me drop knowledge on you guys. Shut up and make with the jokes. You
See,
are a
air
monkey.
Air conditioner got me.
Oh, jeez.
Air conditioner gets me.
I like Spadia, not 100% on black. Jessica, you are the glue that holds us all together. That's nice.
It's obvious. Yeah, that's obvious. Where was I going with this? You ended up on... How did you end up on a color?
Because that was the
juice.
Days that we're going...
I'm drinking kale juice for 2 days, and you want to talk about the color of my shirt.
You're drinking kale juice for 2 days on no sleep.
It's my reset. I'm resetting.
What are you resetting?
I feel that I've got... Look, it was like pork barbecue overload for the last 3 weeks.
So you haven't pooped really well
in
a while.
We had meat... Wait, what?
You haven't pooped in a while.
Wow.
You're bound.
No, I'm actually very regular.
Oh,
you're
okay. Gross. You
know. No, it's not. People poop, Jessica. Okay, it happens.
There's a kid's book. Everybody poops.
Right.
I was doing the juice cleanse, and Bill like asked me about it, and I don't know. I made a joke to him. I was like, you need to go do a juice cleanse. And he was like, a million other places, like a golden retriever, like doing other things. And he heard that, and he was like,
I heard that.
Do you think I'm fat?
Whoa.
I don't know if I said it that way exactly.
Yes, I think you actually asked, do I look like I need to?
Do I look like I need that? I did say that.
Yeah. Well, you're on TV. That. So it's you got to be aware of that.
The camera adds pounds.
Yeah. Jessica, did you go into girl mode where like you talk to your friends like, "Oh my god, no! You look great."
No, she didn't say anything. She's like, "I don't know."
Wow.
So
I felt instantly bad. I was like, I hit a soft spot.
But the so we had Ray Lesniak on the show, and I'm wearing a jacket now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first thing, he's a senator in New Jersey. He comes up to me. He's like, oh, so you're wearing a jacket now, so you got fat?
Whoa.
And I just rolled with it. I'm like, yeah, you know, summer I put on a little bit. See, I add it in the summer because the summer is there's more downtime.
You take away in Christmas time? I mean.
Yes. As
really?
A true contrarian, because I reset after Labor Day.
You
so this is my
by
reset
the pool.
Week. Right. I'm not hanging out. Right. Exactly. I'm shoveling snow. Well, I don't hire somebody to do my driveway. I do it myself.
Here's the thing. As a dad, you don't need to look good around the pool. If you look, I was thinking about this because I'm trying to get into shape.
Yeah, you're in good shape now, though. You've dropped like
I'm getting
220
there.
Pounds.
I am now, I'm what you
what
call.
What have you honestly dropped?
I'm half a Christie.
Yeah.
No, I'm.
What have you dropped, though, honestly?
About 45 pounds.
That's impressive.
And I'm lifting now, so I'm getting like, you know, some back and muscle.
And
right?
You're listening to podcasts about starving yourself and being all.
Yeah, I Jessica,
is that what you're doing?
Bulimic.
No. It's actually a tech podcast, and I don't know if you know this. Silicon Valley is embracing the fasting thing. It's like the big thing in Silicon Valley to go into ketosis, and it's supposed to like make your brain work better. I would agree.
Just so you know, the juice is not fasting. I mean, you've done it. I've decided I'm going to eat a salad at night, though.
No, I mean, yeah,
I'm
gonna I feel
eat
fine.
Some solid
and
food.
I had done that too. Yeah,
I did it at the beginning of the show.
It's a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
Here's I don't know. Thing. Is it? I mean, it's all natural.
Yeah.
Because it's only the pressed juices and they're all cold pressed. I have to tell you, though, I think they're good. I come out of every time I do it, I come out of it saying, you know, that would be pretty good with vodka.
I always thought if I had more money, I'd do this all the time.
Didn't someone tell us they did a 30-day cleanse? Didn't Tamara tell us that?
Oh,
that
no. Adrian said she was going to.
That's a lot of days.
You know, make it herself.
That's like a...
It takes so long to blend everything.
Well, here's the thing.
No, you got to buy them. The blending is outrageous. They're like
so
3 to 6 pounds
do a month,
in each one.
Yeah.
Of what?
Of fruit.
You do the blending yourself?
I am going to... Here's what I'm going to do. No, I don't. I buy it. I got a discount because I guess I'm not the only one that does a post-Labor Day, let's reset our metabolism. And so I got it really cheap. I didn't go to Blueprint. I went somewhere else.
Okay.
And I'm going to call them and see if they want to sponsor the podcast.
That'd be great.
What do you think of that?
Tell them
it's
I've
like
never
juice
done
in the
one.
Raw, maybe? Juice in the Raw? I think that's it.
Okay.
Tell
are they local?
Price. Yeah, they're Brooklyn.
I've never done one. I'd be more than happy. I'd be more than happy.
You would do it.
To do it for the podcast.
What if all three of us did it for the podcast and we all had... We record on day three.
It's going to be an emotional day three podcast.
They're going to be crying. Yeah. I just want pizza.
I'm on a very particular...
I'll bet Jay's in a really... I don't know. Would you be in a good mood or bad mood hungry?
I don't know. Because I've never been
That's
hungry.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't feel hungry.
Yeah, even...
You get used to it.
Yeah, it's like how you, I just ate a salad. Kind
Were you
of
not
feeling.
Hungry the first day, though? The first morning is when I'm hungry.
They always say it's the first day is a bad one, and then everything else is easy for me.
You didn't have that, though.
No, I felt great. Lighter.
I did too. I did 3 days though.
So
when I was heavier, I used to do this. I used to drink water all day. It's my diet. Drink water all day. Then at night, 2 bottles of Nutella.
Yum. So
all day.
Life's
and then
balance.
I would just eat Nutella out of a can.
It's also about
jar.
Moderation though, and I feel like you didn't hit that.
I had zero moderation in anything.
2 jars of Nutella, definitely not moderation.
A lot
I would agree.
Of water and then a lot of chocolate.
One of the things I've been noticing since I've been losing weight is my Nutella budget is much lower than it was.
I don't love Nutella.
It's you know,
is that odd? Do you love it?
No, have you? I mean, you've been to Europe. It's like everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was invented in Italy.
In all the bakeries, there's all kinds of, there's some Nutella croissant you can get.
It was invented in Italy as a chocolate replacement during World War II. Because they did not have chocolate. So they said, if I add chocolate to hazelnut butter,
see, now
could
I
get
like
the same amount? So it's a World War II rationing
That
response.
Makes me like it more.
Because it's a wartime?
It has this practical origin.
Yeah. I mean, it's an Italian baker.
Let's make
baker.
Nutella great again.
Yeah.
Dropping some knowledge.
Dropping knowledge.
Mana. Make Nutella.
Wait.
Magma. Magma.
Make. Yeah, does that work? I don't think that. Wait, the other one doesn't work either. Making vampires great again doesn't work either. It's like
MacGyver. MacGyver. Making vampires great again.
MacGyver.
It's like we're doing bad Latin Roman numerals.
All right, you know what? It's actually late. I got to go do the other job.
You know what I like?
We got to go.
Job number two?
Yeah, we got to go.
This is a 70-minute podcast, give or take.
It's 52 minutes.
52 minutes. 8 minutes in.
970.
8 minutes in, Jessica said, wait, are we really releasing this? And then we went another 40 minutes after that. You guys
so
might
should we
disagree.
Apologize to our listeners?
No. This was the best one we ever did. I loved it.
Do you know that he says this every time? Best one.
It was awesome.
We are.
Excellent.
We are hockey sticking our way to greatness.
Yeah.
And not
true
only that.
Al Gore format.
We have to mention both of our sponsors. Our new one.
Steve Califer.
Steve
who
Califer.
Is the owner of Flemington Car and Truck and the Somerset Patriots. And Vinny Brand, Stress Factory in New Brunswick, stressfactory.com. As far as Flemington Car and Truck, there are links on my show page on nj1015.com.
I put
but
links.
Call them, Flemington Car and Truck, Steve Califer. Honestly, I just bought my Jeep there. Best service that I've ever had.
I put links in each of the podcast descriptions too. So if you go to the description that's on your iPad or iPhone right now, you can link to the Stress Factory. You can link to Steve.
So let's put up. It's Flemington Car and Truck, or do you
want
to put
say it properly?
Patriots?
It's Steve
Califer.
Califer.
K-A-L-F-E-R.
K-A-L-A-F-E-R. Air conditioner. Do you have something to say? Yes.
We got to put the mic up so you can hear him. Hold on. Go ahead.
Going to the Stress Factory is a great place to chill out.
That's nicely done. That's nice. Well done, air conditioner. Thanks for joining us. I think air conditioner may be back with us on Tuesday.
Well, I mean, you could always tweet the air conditioner at 115AC.
It's at 115AC.
Bill, we have a oral contract for me to be part of the contract podcast. Oh. Everyone heard it.
You know what? Somebody's going to empty the water.
It's erotic for me.
It's like caring for a baby. He's got like a water reservoir that has to be emptied.
Take How it out slowly.
Somebody change the air conditioner, please.
Let me
There's
watch
like
as I as you pour
things.
It out.
Well, the air conditioners are going to be here for several more weeks.
Oh.
Because they're overhauling the HVAC. There was a rumor that we were going to move the entire studio to another town.
Really?
Yes. And so I brought it up on the air. I'm like, hey, don't we own other facilities? Eric Scott almost jumped through the microphone. Never mention that again. Because
really?
He only lives 5 minutes away.
Right.
So this we're in Ewing.
You
this
don't
want to
drive
Tom's
an
River.
Hour down the beach to another broadcast
I don't
want to
do
station.
It either. But it might be worth just the fun and the stress that it would cause everyone. And just to see kind of how that plays out.
Not me. I keep it cool.
Wow. Well played, air
You can't fire me. I'm union.
Do you think? Oh, no, no. Yes. Really? Oh,
I'm a union boss. Don't mess with me. Wow. I'm in deep with the mafia. The air conditioning.
Do you see Jay's brain still spinning around the air conditioner? Can we turn the air conditioning mic off? I think it's done.
Can I tell you something? Be quiet. I wonder how long it'll keep going.
So I'm going to just, the last thing I'll tell you before we end the podcast.
Go ahead.
I love puppets.
Oh, boy.
If my family gives, like my daughters have puppets. If you let me put a puppet on, I will not take it off. I will be in puppet character for the entirety until someone wrestles the puppet away from me.
Should
it's actually a problem.
Should we bring a sock puppet?
Like, no.
Does it have to be a sock puppet or like a real
puppet?
It
doesn't matter. I think of a personality.
Should we do
and
that?
Then I just have the...
Like a favorite movie character?
When I was a little boy, I used to go up
too
to
weird.
The...
So weird.
When I was a little boy, I used to Sorry. Make everything Agreed. Have a personality. And I would go up to the urinal and I'd be like, how are you doing today, Mr. Urinal?
Wow.
Pretty good. Getting peed on. Because in my head, I was like, wow, I guess to a urinal, a good day would be getting peed on.
Right. Like
to me,
not
a bad
being peed
day
on would be bad.
This is how I learned social relativism, Bill.
Wow.
As a child.
That's it. Oh, the mind of Jay Black. All right. Next therapy session coming up soon.
All right.
All right. So I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia. And follow Jessica Nutt at Chasing Jess Nutt.
Mm-hmm. I don't
have follow Jay Black. Just don't do it.
Follow me at 1015AC.
At 1015AC.
I'm from the 70s. I don't know how the Twitter works.
And thank you to our very special AC guest.
Yes, thank you. We're going to call him a guest host. Mvga.